Sometimes I just want to let this music go. Like, it's good stuff, man. You got the Rational Revolution. What's up, revolutionaries? We've got a heck of a guest here. Your friend and mine, former RNC chairman Michael Steele. We're talking about, you know, where was the party and where are we going to go? So a couple of years ago, actually it's a long time. Well, back in when Trump lost, I had a phone call that's now, I guess, an infamous phone call with Senator Ron Johnson, where he told me basically, he said, you know, because I said to him, Ron, you know that Trump lost. And he said, well, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to say that publicly. And so it was terrible. And so I, like, that just ate at me and ate at me and ate at me. Yeah. And I reached out to a friend that I met. His name is Tim Miller. And I said, I got this. I got this thing. And so he's like, write the article. And I talked to Tim Miller and Charlie Sykes, good old Wisconsinite.
Yep.
Charlie.
They're both my buddies.
Yes. Yep. Charlie's. Yeah. They're both absolutely wonderful folks. So I wrote the article and it blew up. And then, you know, Ron Johnson kind of, you know, whatever, said I was a slime scum, whatever. But I get where I'm going with this is the Republican Party. You know, there's no real moral compass here.
No.
And so, like, we go to these low points, and when do we get to a point where we don't have to have this conversation? And when I wrote that article, I was contacted by a group of people called they call themselves the Meeting of the Concerned. I don't know if I should say this, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're the people from the Niskanen Center, which is a—
I know them, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're a think tank. They're brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people. And they meet and talk about, okay, what do we do next? So I guess Michael Steele, former leader of the Republican Party, what do we do?
Well, so let's start with the most important ingredient to this, with the likes of Ron Johnson, Reince Priebus, I don't know, Lindsey Graham, goes to the list. It is hard. It is. Oh yeah, I do name names, by the way.
No, you should. Well, and like Lindsey Graham went from like the dude that has, you know, John McCain's best buddy, the guy that was the voice of reason, to drinking the Kool-Aid, like, just getting absolutely blitzed.
This wasn't drinking. This was an outright taking the needle and injecting it directly.
Right.
Into
oh
the vein.
My God. Right.
That's exactly what that was. But the bottom line for all of these individuals, every last one of them, and I know them all very well.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to find or have a soul. You talk about the soul of the party when you spend most of your time bent over.
Yeah.
And you are a supplicant to someone else, to someone else's ideology, which is not aligned with yours, to someone else's values, which are not aligned with yours. And when you give over and give in to that, this is what you get. At the core of any inflection point is the one thing you and I will always look towards, and this is true regardless of your political persuasion, your party, your belief system, you're always going to look to the leaders to see, what do we do here? What do we do in this moment? How do we move forward? And when you see your leaders splayed out on the floor in front of a demigod that they've created, and giving over their power and authority to that individual, this is what you get. This is the tension you have. When the party danced, I mentioned the John Birch Society a little moment ago.
Yep.
When the party danced with the John Birch Society, there were leaders in the party who stood up and said, hell no, we're not going with this racist crazy, because that's not who we are.
Yeah.
We fought against Jim Crow. We freed the black man and the black woman. We created 40 Acres and the Mule, the first affirmative action programs, right? We were the party that stood for creating the lane for those who were enslaved to find the American dream and to become a part of continuing to build this country. So they said no, and they shut it down. And the John Birch Society didn't take hold inside the party. the way it tried. You have other moments in recent times with John McCain, when the woman during the 08 campaign started going after Barack Obama in very racist terms. He stood, the leadership, his leadership showed us how to lead in that moment, mm-hmm. and said no. When George, after 9/11, when everyone wanted to go after Muslims and blame every Muslim they knew and saw for 9/11, it was George Bush who stood there very firmly and said, no, that's not what we do. That's not who we are. He didn't capitulate. He didn't make himself a supplicant to those who wanted to go down the road of hate and retribution. We yeah. have now a political leader who says, I am your retribution,
yeah.
that I want to be a dictator, that I want an America that when I walk in the room, everybody stands up. That's what I want. And you have political leadership like Ron Johnson, Reince Priebus, and others who stand up and say, yes, sir, to yeah. that. More please to that. And it creates the kind of tensions that we see right now inside our Republican Party and outside and across the country, where we feed that beast to the point where nearly half of all Americans are like, yeah, give me the dictator. I'm like, do you even know yeah. what the term means? Do you know what happens under a dictatorship? Do you have any idea? You know, you're talking about Viktor Orban. You're talking about him like a hero. Go to his country and try to do right. the things there that you can do here in the U.S. and see what happens to you.
Yeah,
and they don't appreciate that.
No, and it's something that I was thinking about as I was driving in. Like, you know, there's so much good that's going on, but you know, in politics, because like I think one of the things that I've learned in this coalition that Kamala Harris is building is that. It's true. There is so much more that unites us than divides us, because
yes.
right.
Yes.
And if we have a coalition of people that stretches from AOC to a former chairman of the Republican National Committee, like there's some good stuff going on. And we're going to continue this discussion here with the RNC chairman, Michael Steele, here on the other side of the break.